Well, good morning to everybody. It seems that I'm going to have to stop inviting my mother to come down here on Thanksgiving. She didn't come last year, but she was here 2 years ago, and I characterize that as the most important sermon I've ever had to give, and she's back again today, but not with all of the notes that is the most important. But I do have an important announcement to share with your letter, actually, that has been sent to all of the ministers, elders, and local contacts of the Church of God International. As you know, the Ministerial Council met last weekend, and this is apprising them, and it will be apprising you and the tape program of the decisions or recommendations made at that time. Just a word about the post office. I have here I did not get my copy of the letter that was sent to everybody else, but I did receive one postmarked November the 6th, just illustrating the post office. That's lighten up. It's okay. I mean, the point is that this is postmarked. It's the weekly comments, and I only got it yesterday, November the 6th. So, some people have gotten their letters, some have not, so I've have to work from my original drafts with inserts and so forth, and if every word is not exactly as it has been received, you'll understand why. Dear fellow laborers with Christ, it seems impossible to maintain the confidentiality of deliberation set before the Ministerial Council of the Church of God International. The things we've had to consider and decide recently are the most sensitive and consequential matters the church has ever had to face. And yet, instead of being driven to their knees seeking God's will and favor, far too many are involved in a torrid telephone campaign to disaffect many of you with allegations, speculations, distortions that should not be named among God's people. These sorrowful rumors are related to power plays, takeovers, and plots in Tyler supposedly towards Mr. Armstrong, and thus affecting the church. There's a continuous effort to influence many of you without the truth. A parenthetical statement or a editorial statement, we can argue about what the truth is, but I've written this letter, so I know how questions can be raised about words. Continuing the letter, we can only stand on the truth. But since the issues the council had to consider are so sensitive, we have tried, out of respect of Mr. Armstrong, Mr. and Mrs. Armstrong, to say only what is necessary for understanding. Unfortunately, the confidentiality has been breached that was agreed to and communication has been taken outside the ecclesiastical council. This has served to cloud and complicate the considerations affecting the church. Realizing the position taken by the Ministerial Council leaves some questions unanswered, we would like to discuss our recent decisions with all ministers of the church on the Sabbath of December 20, 1997. This meeting will be for credentialed ministers and wives only. We feel it would be best face to face. On November 21 through 23, 1997, the Ministerial Council of the Church was compelled to address Mr. Armstrong's continued ministerial relationship to the Church of God International. This had nothing to do with, quote, kicking him out of the church, end quote, or, quote, putting him out to pasture, end quote. It most assuredly had nothing to do with some underhanded takeover. If I have any credibility with you, I hope you will accept my personal persuasion on this point. It was the unanimous conclusion of the Ministerial Council that due to events associated with his lawsuit and other personal matters, Mr. Armstrong's ministry has been affected sufficiently to warrant his retirement. The Council also concluded that Mr. Armstrong's retirement should continue until the lawsuit is concluded and the aftermath has ended. All 8 Council members agreed that as painful and potentially disruptive this action might be perceived and painted to be, it is necessary. The council sent its resolution to the Board of Trustees after it had been presented to Mr. Armstrong. An important provision in the resolution states the following. Just make sure I find it. We recommend that Mr. Armstrong accept the advice of the church's attorney, Mr. Shelby Sharp, no relationship to the Sharp family, that Mr. Armstrong proceed to retirement. Anything short of that will result in the revoking of his ministerial credential. This raises all sorts of questions about the future of the church, the telecast, Mr. Armstrong's retirement, etc. They cannot be answered completely in this letter, but you should know that the executive committee slash management team will make decisions regarding the television program and the continued, though altered, effort in evangelizing the public. In the meantime, as we work our way through this, you are challenged one more time to stand in the gap and protect and serve your flocks. I wish we could speak of triumph and celebration, but that is not yet on the table. While you will hear some of the most diabolical charges relating to some of us in Tyler regarding the actions taken, I hope you will seek God's presence and guidance in what He expects of us and you. It is a historical fact that the Ministerial Council has upheld its constitutional responsibility according to the Constitution and bylaws of the Church of God International. The Board of Trustees from the beginning designated all ministerial issues be resolved by the Council without interference from the Board. The Ministerial Council is convinced that all ministers of the Church of God should be responsible to God and the high standard of His Word. The Council must fulfill its obligations to the Board, the Church, and to our God. This applies to all ministers, including the founder, Mr. Armstrong. If you require assistance in attending the conference on December 20, 1997, please let us know by contacting Ministerial Services. It will be best that you plan arriving on Friday, December 19. Until then, may you have a peace of God that passes all understanding. It's signed by me as the Secretary of the Ministerial Council. Now, without making editorial comment, and no comments from the floor, this is a worship service. We will have a chance afterwards, if you like, to talk privately or in some other forum, but not now. All kinds of questions, all kinds of accusations, all kinds of speculations are going on. My credibility is on the line. I've served on the Ministerial Council 18 years, far too long, and the last couple of years as its secretary. If I had a vote, I would be someplace else today. But I'm here. And I have to speak. I have to go into God's Word and again see some direction. And I know that there are people who don't agree with what I read and the actions taken by the council, but I can't do anything about that. I could shirk my responsibility, which is my inclination. Certainly, I have a witness here who could tell you my nature. I was raised in a family that was not a fighting family. We want to go in the opposite direction from upset and crises and that kind of thing. So my inclination is to not be involved, to just pack it away, but could not do that. So the message that I feel that God has given to me, and for those who would like to leave, you are free to leave at this point. Perhaps it would be best if minds are made up to go ahead and allow those who would want to leave now to do so.